You've got to photograph sometimes.
Now, I don't intend to hurt anybody's feelings, but I don't mind if I do. because many of these photographs are identifiable, but we're all in the family. I think the next thing to do is give a choice. This, bless you. Give a choice for the newspaper. I wasn't given one on this. I guess the Winston-Salem paper got the better one. But these are the two that I had to choose from. They're long horizontal shots, both of them. Unfortunately, they sent me the brochure and showed me what I really wanted. I would like to have had this one for a choice. You see, these two give me a choice, not only in horizontal and vertical, but in a tight shot and a long shot. This needs to be run at least two columns. At least two columns wide. If my layout for the arts page, if I need a one column, I need a choice. So you don't need to send 3, 4, 5, but if you can, send two that are contrasting in size. I mean, in size for the newspaper. Simply that, so that I have a choice of those two. Because if I can't use a layout for this, then I can't use either of them. If I run through the problem sometime, I can't crop it. Because the ballerina's dress comes right into the picture. But they see, there's no way to crop it so that, or here, if I crop it, get a leg up in that area. You see, I had no choice in cropping it. Very nice. By the way, the North Carolina Gap Theater, that's a beautiful publicity. This is a, you can't do much better than this in a press release. Just all the background material, the background on the dancers, the background on the directors. Over here, a full brochure, and then the pictures. Jane showed a color slide and killed something I was going to say. I was going to say that no photographer in the South uses one of the most theatrical props that you can have. And then Jane showed a beautiful slide using exactly what I was going to say. The show's been cast, you're 6 weeks away. You don't need to get photography to anybody except that SOB at the Sacramento newspaper told you he wanted it about 3 months early. So you want to get him something right away. You don't have a set, you may not even have many costumes. What is more theatrical than gel lights hanging behind the performer? It says theater, it says magic, it says all those things. If you've got a dandarine, you go into character, it helps you see. But that is as theatrical a background. It's a wonderful kind of background. And hardly anyone uses just stage lights. Did you take that? I can't remember the last time. Well, here's a nice shot. Use your director rehearsing with some of the actors. This is Joe working with his animated people. Somehow we think that kills a picture to have someone from the staff in with the actors. We want all the actors. That's a wonderful kind of picture. It's timely. It gives a whole different approach to how you write the story. You write about filmmaking, directing, adding. You aren't having to focus so much on that simpering kid. it's a fine kind of program. Consider using that or your costumer hemming up him on a dress on the set. even if you aren't there. This is a fine kind of. Now, getting those photographs before you're set, I really think you have to shift gears. I think of your photo sessions completely devoid of the theatrical side. And I know this is one of the most difficult things that I ever had to do in theater. And then you have to do, somehow we think of the way it's blocked and the struggle we've had in working with it. We think that this is the picture. That's the picture for the audience in the theater. It's not the picture for the photographer. And it is so difficult to get a director to re-block an actor from, sometimes for the photographer, from what he sees it on the stage. They have nothing to do with each other. By the time the production opens, nobody is even going to remember, and it's not even important, if the leading lady has on the costume that she did in the picture. It is not important. I have dozens, I have hundreds of pictures come across of everybody from Carol Channing to Phyllis Diller, that the costume they have on in the picture has nothing to do with the one that's in the show. Nobody's going to check, so don't wait for the costumes to come. As I think I mentioned to you in talking about the press releases, the minute the Playmakers used to cast a show in Playmakers, cast and scream and squeal, cried a minute, Randy would yank them off and take them over to the costume room, put on anything, fold it together in the back with clothespins, and get some pictures for the paper. So you're doing a production of, well, whatever you're doing, outdoor drama, anything. If you have new people and don't have the costumes, as Miss Scarlet did with those famous drapes in Gone with the Wind, yank down, look at the drama in this picture of Lena Horne. That could be a couple of lace curtains. It is, but look at the theatrical thing. I've seen her show three times, and I honestly don't remember whether she has this on or uses this pose. But take some of your characters away and send single type shots. If your actors or actresses have strong faces and good expressions, give us pictures of this. I know we have 90-foot proscenium mentalities in working with theater. I mean, we think of this, but this isn't what you're wanting. Pull in on this. Some people might call this a, might say she's not a beautiful woman. That's what they said about Streisand. Take to advantage an unusual, strong profile on a person. Didn't it turn this into something beautiful and striking and fun? You've got Queen Elizabeth. Juxtapose your actress's face and costume with one of that painting, oil painting, and send them together. We love that kind of thing. Or use some of your characters, but don't mind focusing in. Now, if you aren't, everything doesn't have to be, I mean, you don't have to have the costume, and if you have a special kind of face, and Lord knows this was a special kind of face, as John knows so well, it is Carol and other people, this is a wonderful study that can be used. It ran. What? Here are some problems. Very dramatic shot. There is absolutely, and what I do with my pictures is I go to the dark room, and Alex Webb is a genius. Go back and say, "Me, the eye of genius, take my group of pictures," and he looks through and rejects them or accepts them. The face completely comes out indistinguishable. The white goes too hot. The black goes dark. You see, if he darkens it, it goes black. He lightens it, it all washes out. It has been You give them the newspaper a problem it can't solve by combining all this in one picture. But you can't do it. Your photographer should know that you can darken easier than you can lighten, can't you? Always.
Always
you can add. Be sure your pictures tend to, even if they are too dark, couldn't be used. If you're choosing them or having them developed for the newspaper, have them, if you have to make a choice, have them lighter than you want to see it. Very simple to darken, but you can't. When you lighten up that leg, just washes out completely. You yell if I say anything that. No, I mean if you could add something.
Yes.
This is another problem. You see, all the ballerinas are going to go to ghosts in the background. While I'm holding that, let me show you. Here's someone who understood. Peter Martins and Farrell and New York photographers. But you see how they understood so that you're not going to have to just completely wash out the whites. If your show has any sort of instruments in it, lutes or anything, this is what Jane is a genius at, and this is why the people in New York demand her services and fly her back up. She weds the performer to his instrument in a way. She's a musician, splendid musician, plays with the North Carolina Symphony also, which she didn't play. But she understands. Or a prop, whatever you can do. Wed your actor to a prop or to an instrument. Most people, and I think this is one of Dan's photographs, see he's almost embracing that the violin is becoming part of his face. It's all not there, but you see that this man is part of his instrument, or the instrument is part of the man. If you can do that with a prop, it's a wonderful way to pull out a personality in the actor along with the prop. This is a nice pressure bird. You see how the guitar is almost more in focus, pulls your eye almost before you see him. So, and the photographs are beautiful, and many props do too. They have personalities. And don't mind using them in pictures. They can be most effective. Here's picture that my photographer, not Jane, brought to me the other day, and I nearly howled and screamed. He spread these people out further than the Sinian opening under these hills. He also let that man slump down in a position that he shouldn't even be in front of his TV set. But look how spread out. Now, when you looked at these people in that room, they didn't look that far apart. Remember that the camera triples the image of the space between people. And when people tell you, and when you're in a group shot and people tell you to get tighter, you know how you feel as if your shoulders are all just pressing together and you're pushed in and you see the picture, and it doesn't look that way. But get tight, close. It's so good. Now, I'm going down to Atlanta for Arts Weekend, and I'm going to cover the Atlanta Symphony, so I will the Atlanta Symphony and ask them for a press shot to run of Robert Shaw and the orchestra. First of all, there was no ID on the back. Okay, a professional from the Atlanta Symphony, lots of money. Here's what they sent me. This is suitable for framing by the mother of the bassoon player who wants to talk about my son, the bassoon player. The only possible way this could be used would be 100%, and 150% would be better. It would take a half page of the newspaper for this to show. There's no choice. See, this is the only one they said. Now what we need is a close-up of Robert Shaw with a few players in the background out of focus or something. I mean, a good type that would express the Atlanta Symphony. I asked for the Atlanta Symphony and I got them. I got the whole Atlanta Symphony. Absolutely useless. Absolutely useless. Talk about wedding your prop to the, or using it to the, I just saw this. Here, I think it's one of the finest pictures that came to the newspaper in a long time. It is a face that captures what he thinks. Everything about this is reproduced beautifully. Just a splendid thing. It just had a magic to it. Not only that, it sent me over there to do an interview with him and build a story around this picture. This picture did. I mean, it was a visible cut line. And suddenly I thought, this man is something special. It really did. You can reach dividends by that. I was holding up. I know you say that most of your pictures don't come out as well. I think the Chaplain newspaper runs some of the finest color separations in the country. One thing is we have slow presses, you know, that makes a great deal of difference. The bigger presses that run 10 times the speed can't reproduce them. Ours is a slow press, and we won every award in the country for a newspaper of its size for its photography survey. But as Jane said, it is the quality. I had to scratch a color front for the living section, full page color front from a production, because 25 slides they sent, and all 25 were out of focus. And all those people in post, I know what it was. I know what it was like. Those midnight photo calls, and what's calling you, you're cold, you're tired, you call out 100 people who take 2 hours, and all it takes is that one little setting on that camera. Screw up 2 hours work. I mean, they're cold, they're tired, and Joe's back there like a refugee from the director, Jack Howell, screaming at everybody, and you're working and you're using all those people's time, and it hinges on that. And then there's another repercussion. You lose $2,000 worth of publicity, and I don't think I'm exaggerating, to get a full color picture in front of the magazine. So it does, which leads me to the other thing to say, and I'm guilty of it, and we have a problem, Martin has a problem with people who don't return. You tend to lose your best artwork because you send out the best artwork first, and then you go back to the file, and all the things that are left in your file are the readings. Because they don't get returned. If you possibly can do it, send duplicates and hang on. I would bet that in all the outdoor drawings, that of the 20 truly memorable pictures that were taken in the last 20 years, they probably only had prints of maybe half or even five. You see, everybody grabs those super pictures and they don't get sent back. People borrow them or newspapers don't return them. We have no guarantee. So do that little extra bit with your photographer and get prints made and try to hang on to those super originals that you have. It's the most difficult thing to do because when somebody's pressed for time, you let them go and they don't come back. Remember that stage makeup is different. I know these are all very small, but here's a production from Wolf Trap of Little Foxes. And look at the wonderful makeup of this actor. Alien and die. That's not the makeup he wore on stage. Here's the makeup from a production. His bard. Bard says, black pencil, black pencil, black pencil, not old man, not old man. It's not the same. Just remember not to use the makeup. And so many actors or actresses, sometimes they tend to, they sort of feel as if this is something they can sort of hide behind. Don't let them do it. Let the photographer talk to you about the makeup.
There's really no makeup in any of those for playmakers, is there? I mean, except cartoon. I mean, but as far as a natural face is a natural face in photography, right? The photographer can pull it.
Photography usually will overemphasize, which is what you said. It's better to underemphasize the makeup for a photo call than to overdo it.
Do you have a poster? Something, for instance, this got a great deal of publicity around. The poster was commissioned. Someone paid for the poster. Not very much. And then got a local artist to do the poster. You get triple publicity out of this. The artist may be popular. You write the poster. Joan is a very popular artist in this town, so I would have run it because of Joan Coyne, you see, who's a very popular artist. It was newsworthy because of her. It also publicized the poster. It also publicized the American Dance Festival. So early on in your show, and you'd be surprised how many, well, artists like to have exposure. And for a very, ask somebody to, might have somebody go, that person on the board, as they say, or someone, to just a couple of $100 and commission an original poster. And the amount of publicity you get out of it is tremendous. The person who commissioned it, the artist, the poster, and the show, you get the media four ways. Long before all the American Dance Festival people were in New York, they weren't even in Durham, and they were getting publicity because of this.
Fine idea.
You don't have to do all your pictures on location. Lost Colony, of course, well, lots of shows have done it, but the way they used to go to the beach to a wonderful piece of driftwood or have the Indian fight on, so many things can be done. You got five tap dancers. What on earth can you do with five tap dancers except lining them up? I went over to Carborough to the railway. Isn't this a wonderful composition? Imagine it. There's really nothing to do. The placement is so great. It's super. And we ran it about three columns. It was just, it in itself was. Here's a wonderful use. Needle, just with the thread, and of course they started with a wonderful prop and they started with her face. That's wonderful. But she's conveying so much of the character and just using that help, I'm sure it helped her tremendously to catch the mood. To focus on something, which is the eyes, and use this. If the photographer looked at this and saw the image within the actor or the actress that he wanted to pull out, and this is what we really want in our media picture, for you to pull out something of the image of what's inside this actor, or an image of what you want in this production. not the production, not the actors. Let that come with the production, but convey that image of what you're going to see in the show through the medium of the photographer. Thank you.
I think rather than asking the panelists at this point to elaborate on what we have heard, I'd like to go to your questions in the remaining time and suggest that perhaps you directly to the individual you think might be most responsive. Yes, sir.
One inch is fairly new, and the whole industry will soon be going to the one inch tape as a standard. Right now, we are slowly retiring our two inch machines and getting rid of them. And if we're going to do any very specialized work that we're going to put on the network, we do not do the master recording in 3/4 inch anymore. We do that for news shows. And I would imagine most stations are still using a 3/4 inch cassette machine for most of their work.
So you're saying that 1-inch tape is something that's coming on?
Yes, it's coming on, and we have two portable 1-inch machines now. But 3/4 inch cassette is the lowest quality you can go to for air use. But it's getting better and better. It's waiting for them to get that $100,000 machine.
Ms. Morski, your background is roughly the kind of people that, I guess they know most people that are working with. I can think of people that you end up calling on, which generally involve somebody's brother-in-law who's taking pictures of somebody's wedding, the local newspaper person who is used to taking football games and basketball games, and then a local studio portraitist type person. Unfortunately, as you have discovered, apparently, there is something different about taking these kind of pictures. How in the world, you can't tell, I'm wondering how you tell people what it is you're trying to get and why you, as a person who doesn't take anything other than a pretense imagine, have any idea as to what it is that you're trying to accomplish with them. How do you talk to these people so that they're not offended because they're the experts?
That's a very touchy thing. I know exactly what you're talking about. That's one reason that I think everybody mentioned, if you have a choice and put some money into photography, and even if you have to hire somebody who's a couple towns away, look at their portfolio, call them up, call other people that are doing production, say, do you have a good photographer? If they all say no, then try to hunt up one. It's a real problem because it's something I've learned in 13 years of experience. When I first started taking pictures, didn't have a clue about stage lighting. It was only, you can't read it in a book, there's nothing available, you have to do it. And, I wish I could say something magic. Unfortunately, the best thing is what everybody really mentioned is to put the money into a good photographer. If you can't find a good photographer, then at least, as Charles said, try to get tight on your subjects. Don't center four people standing in a line and have all this excess space around them. Light them so that their faces are lit there, and then talk to them, get them alive. And the best thing is to find someone that at least I understand. Sometimes it's better not to hire a professional who's had a certain expertise. You might offend them because they know all about photography. And that's probably something you might get into. The problem is there is a specialized area of theater photography that not all photographers are good at that. And so you sort of have to play it by ear. You can sometimes get somebody with less experience. We have somebody at the PRC now that's a student. And I've worked with him all last year. And now he's doing a good bit of photography and saving them their budget a little bit. But it was after working with him all year and showing him under that particular same kind of lighting, we keep reiterating, Mark, you need to do this, you need to do that, I worked with him, and of course, he'll be gone at the end of the year. We'll try to get another student working on it, but they're trying to, they don't have much of the budget for photography, so I'm trying to work with them. But it's a problem. The best you can do is spend the money for a good photographer if you can find them. If you can't, the best is to use the examples that Charles brought out in all those pictures, is to look at good photographs, look at the New York Times, and see if you can't for yourself, and read photography books, and learn a little bit about lighting and exposure.
Yes, sir.
I think almost every picture you have is an 8x10. Do you use other sizes, or is it a convention to only send 8x10?
No,
that's one question. The other question I wanted to ask was, do you have a problem, you mentioned the shot that you would rather have had with Winston-Salem. From our point of view, are we to send the same choices to all the papers, knowing that whoever prints the first one, that may keep another paper from using that same photograph? Do you select your photos based with an eye toward what your competitors may have used?
No. You're invited in the same town. I mean, if there were two newspapers in the same town, I certainly would send them. If I were sending one the same and not have the second one different, so that if they do care about it. The advantage is, so many of them have gone press before they discovered what the other is using, and then they could come out. But that's absolutely no problem. If the same picture comes out in the Spectator, the German paper, the Wall paper, my paper, I have no feeling about that. But I certainly want the choice of two. And if it has already come out in earlier publication, also by sending the two, so often people say, I run pictures with the reviews. I have a space that I always run art with the reviews. And if you send two, if I use one in the pre-press publicity, then I'll use the second with the review. If not, I often have to call and ask, do you have another picture? Because I have space for it. Our format allows me to use art with the reviews, which also gives you a tremendous amount of second retention. Every time you do the layout of the picture review, you have a nice space. So, or you can use it as a follow-up. The playmaker shows running 6 weeks, often after 3 weeks. I touch base and show that after 3 weeks. So it's a matter of even maybe getting both views. It's a two-edged sword, not just a matter of choosing, but of maybe getting both views.
How about size?
Size doesn't matter. The old days when they had to be 8x10 is no longer. This size is just fine. I think one of these two sizes would be
good.
Go ahead.
Is there actually a standard for this, or is it important to keep in communication with each individual editor? Because, for instance, even the deadline that you stated, I can remember some newspapers in Winston-Salem would say, don't send anything before two weeks.
Well, then don't.
I just remember that you need to know exactly what they want.
Don't rock the boat. call them anything you want to, out of earshot, or but don't in any way get in conflict. Whatever eccentricities those editors have, make notes on it. One of the biggest files and best kept files at the Kennedy Center is on the eccentricities and weird requests of the Washington Press. They have personality studies on everybody, and you just don't really find out what they want, and you must vote. And if you don't know, drop by or make a call, and when you're introduced, you find out what they want. They all have their own kind of special look. There's no formula. Absolutely not. Everyone is a different personality. Betty Hodges has totally different concepts from what Bill Morrison has, and Jim Wise has different deadlines. We have different kinds of spaces. We have different audiences. It's just totally love. I don't know any formula for getting along with people.
Yes.
Bill, we've got a lot of raw footage. Video tape footage that we think is broadcast quality. We want to put together some PSAs to send out to our three local stations. What type time, do you think we have the best chance of getting on? 10 seconds, 15, 30? The shorter, the better?
I wouldn't go over 30. Sometimes 10, because there's a 10-second station break there that they use. And but I would not think over 30. 10 or 30. 15 is not a sort of standard length for promos.
Let me follow up
on
that, too, and that's the station ID. Send me a color slide of production, whatever. Lead it up to the station to put in the call letters and their own logo or what?
Yeah, and I would ask them if they would use it. A lot of stations just would not bother, and you're just wasting your time whether they would use a color slide. It depends on, you know, what their current conception is of how they're running their IDs, you know, and they'll change that, say, every 6 months with some new catchphrase about what they're doing. Currently, I just picked TBD as Heart of the Heart of Carolina, showing location sets, location shot of Fayetteville or Durham or something. But it varies. Talk to them. Talk to them way ahead of time. I think, like Charles said, meet the editor. What do they like? What don't they like? Find out and, you know, like you said, keep notes about who to call at what station.
Let's take one more question. Yeah.
Well, I had a real success this year. I was going to share on this PSA. We did spend $1,500 and used our 3/4 inch that we've been collecting over the years. And for $18 a print, we bumped it up to 1 inch. Set up to 8 stations in the San Francisco area, and 4 of them played it continually. It was really one of the most powerful PR pieces that we did this year. Well, but they do bump it up to 1 inch for very little. 1 and 1/8 to 2 inches, so if you give them 2 inches, it's the same price.
The time has run out on us. I'd like to thank our 4 panelists for taking time to be with us. I have learned a lot here, and thanks to Charles and to Ed, Bill, Jane for sharing their expertise with us. I think that in view of the fact that a picture is worth at least 1,000 words, if there's been one message here, it has been invest. Don't be afraid to invest in getting good photography, because those pictures are probably the most valuable things we have going for us in terms of trying to get the message out about what we're doing in the public. And I think if we take what we've heard here to heart, then indeed we can perhaps reverse the equation and find that these words may be worth to us cumulatively 1,000 or more pictures in the next little while. I thank you all for being with us. Look forward to seeing you.